The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. Man, this is a fantastic morning, Howard.
Why?
That cool, crisp air, it just wakes you up. It's exhilarating. So very exciting.
You're good.
It
huh?
made me happy, happy, happy.
You mean it was the weather and not the coffee?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Or is it a combination of
the two?
No,
no, no. I still have a whole cup of coffee here to drink. It was
okay.
Not the coffee. It was absolutely the weather.
So it was the 50s.
It's so exciting.
Okay.
Yes.
Hey, before we get into real estate, we want to remind everyone that tonight at 2 a.m., everybody needs to wake up and bring their clocks back 2 hours.
I'm not going to wake up at 2 a.m. to do that.
I don't know why we do it at 2 a.m. It's like, who's supposed to get up in the middle of the night and bring their clocks back? Of course, everybody
Wait
has...
Wait a minute. You seriously don't know why it's that time?
Because people are sleeping and...
They're not sleeping. Old
what
people...
What do you mean they're not
old
sleeping?
Old people are sleeping. The young people are at the bars. And the time can't change while you're there. Or the bars would have to stay open a whole nother hour.
Okay.
See?
Yeah.
So they need to shut it down and send everybody home. Then change clocks.
Well, 6 months from now, they do it forward. So they don't shut the bars down. Anyway, just remember that you get a couple of extra hours of sleep tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
So it's going to be morning.
Did you say a couple of extra hours?
I mean, you get... I'm just
I don't
thinking,
know where you live, but I am not in that time zone.
No, what I mean is it was a two is couple. You know what I mean.
Oh, you're just not thinking clear.
Anyway, good morning,
yes.
Everyone.
Good morning.
We hope you all had a great week. Happy November 3rd. As usual, we had a great week.
We did.
Yeah, special shout out to a new listener and great surveyor, Eric Jones.
Yes, we met him yesterday with his fiance Katie, and they work for Ray Thompson Surveying, who I've been doing business with for years. So, and I think they're awesome. I like Ray Thompson's company. It's they're inexpensive. They do great work. They're always on schedule.
Why don't you tell everybody really what a surveyor does?
Oh, a surveyor. Well, they measure the property boundaries. So when in real estate, it's quite an important, a very important role in what we do. And so when a property is first established, they put metal stakes in the ground to
indicate where the property lines
yeah,
are.
Like if it's a regular kind of lot, like a little rectangle, you know, there'll be four corners, but it could be different than that if it's not a regular shaped lot. And so anyway, they go out and they find the stakes and then they measure it and then they draw it out on the paper and talk about how big it is. They show easements, right? So that's very, very important in our world because a homeowner needs to know where they can put their fence, where they can build if they want to add, you know, a patio or anything. They'll show like where septic tanks are so you don't build on top of it. Yeah, there's all sorts of things that they show. It's really awesome.
And to see whether any of your neighbors have built a fence on your property or,
yes,
or you're going to put in a fence, you want to
right,
put the fence on your property, not on your neighbor's.
Sure. Or you want to know if your yard's big enough to do a swimming pool. What else?
All sorts of
things. They do elevation. They can do elevation certificates to show the topography of the land so you know how high you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yes.
And it's required generally when you get a mortgage.
Yes. And the title company needs it. It's very important for the title company.
Because the mortgage company requires it. For, well,
you have to get clear title.
You have to get clear title
yeah,
for the... for the title company to give you a clear
title insurance policy. Yes. The other thing it shows is if you're in a flood zone. It's just all kinds. It's very important. It's very, very important. It's one tiny piece of what we do as real estate agents.
Yeah, there are.
But it's very, very important.
It's also called a plat plan. It shows you where your house is in relation to the four corners or eight corners or 10 corners or however many corners there are on your property.
Yes.
All right.
So anyway, Eric is a listener, so we just want to give a shout out this morning and say good morning to Eric.
Yeah, you also wanted to give a shout out to another regular listener who is also a realtor.
Yeah, so last night I was having a conversation with a fellow realtor whose name is Paul Bowers. And anyway, we were talking about something, and I said, well, you know, yeah, we do that because we have a live radio show we're on every week. He's like, oh, you're that, Angela? Oh, okay. So, yeah, that was kind of funny. See, yeah. Everybody doesn't know my last name because when we're on the radio, we're Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Our last names aren't really mentioned. I mean, they're in the commercials, but I don't think people think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was kind of cool. So I definitely want to give a shout out to Paul.
And good also morning. Thank him for his past service to our great country because he's a Navy man.
Yeah. Retired.
So,
yeah.
So thank you.
This is his second career being in real estate, and we were swapping stories, and he's just awesome. I enjoyed my time talking with him.
Yeah.
And also the people we met yesterday.
And I want to talk a little bit about that because we met Philip and Tanya.
Yes.
And they have a very unique situation because it leads me to a little story.
Oh.
Because they have a way to give you, our listeners, some of the fastest way to gain equity in the purchase of a home.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I know a lot of you are interested in that.
Equity
now,
is awesome.
Equity is great.
Yes.
And if you are thinking about buying a home, wouldn't it be great to get really fast equity? Now, there are really two ways to get fast equity. Now, one of which is the way my son did it. Now, my son bought a home last year. And what he did, he's a single guy. He decided to rent a room to one of his fraternity brothers.
Yes.
So he's using that to pay more for his mortgage. Now, that's a way to get equity. Now,
Absolutely.
That's not the way that most people do it because most buyers, well, actually about 60% of buyers are married, but about 40% are not. So what if you're married and still want to get...
I think you're discriminating right there.
How's that discriminating?
Because I have buyers who are... couples
that are not married
who are renting rooms to their friends. I think it's a millennial thing.
Well,
I don't think it has to do with whether or not you're married.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you a situation where you can get lots and lots of fast equity. And it's a property that Philip and Tanya are going to be putting on the market in right at the first of the year. But actually... You can
buy it now if you want it.
You can buy it now. And here's what it is. And it's not for everybody. And there aren't that many of them available. But it's a duplex. Now, not a duplex as in up and down. It's a side-by-side, not a two-family dwelling. It's two homes that are connected.
Yeah, attached housing.
Attached
still a duplex.
Housing.
But they're one stories. They're not townhouses.
Right.
One stories.
So you can buy both of them.
Yep.
Live in one.
Yes.
Rent out the other.
Yes.
Now, you keep a good eye on who the neighbors are. Have the rental income from the other unit.
Right.
Take that and pay all of the extra amount towards your principal. Build up your equity really, really,
really
quick.
Fast.
You could probably pay off the entire place in 10 years. And then, oh my gosh, have lots of rental income for retirement. Then move or stay there, whichever you want.
Right.
A great way to have income for your entire life.
Yeah. So if you're interested in what Howard's talking about, call him after the show. And he'll get you more information.
It's a great way.
It is.
To,
Clay County.
Yeah, you know that I have a few rental properties. You have a rental property. And we're going to talk more about that and as well as some other things. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Christine Kennedy, and in my 20 years as a loan officer, I've helped over 1,000 families finance their home right here in Northeast Florida. To get your fast, free, and easy pre-qualification today, you can visit my website, applywithchristine.com. That's Christine with a K, or you can call me directly at 904-514-6969. That's 904-514-6969. At Watson Mortgage Corp, we help deliver the keys.
NMLS ID 140780. Florida Mortgage Lender License, MLD 716, an equal housing lender.
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
You know the importance of a home inspection before buying a home, but who should you call? Who can you truly trust?
We recommend the certified inspection experts at Home Pro Inspections because of the experience of their inspectors, an 18-month home warranty, and the Buy Your Home Back Guarantee. Every Home Pro Inspection includes a 5-year roof protection plan.
Do what Angela and I do. Call Home Pro Inspections. 268-8211 or visit GoHomePro.com.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment is brought to you by Watson Mortgage Corp. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. We are so excited to be here on this beautiful, happy, happy, happy Saturday that's nice and cool. Get outside. Feel this crisp air. It is not typical for Florida.
It is not.
And it won't be this way tomorrow. So enjoy it today.
Hey, I got another story to tell people about.
You are just a storyteller, aren't you?
Yeah.
That could be negative sounding.
No, this is a good story.
You know, when you say people were telling a story, you know what I mean?
Well, you mean story as in lie. This is not a lie.
You
this
never
is
lie.
An
That's
interesting
what I love about you.
Story. You know, last week was Florida, Georgia.
Hey, this is a good story. I know where you're going.
Right? Florida, Georgia weekend.
Largest cocktail party ever.
Right. Lots of people were busy, right? With Florida, Georgia.
And?
It was also the Jax Air Show.
Yes.
There were thousands, and I mean hundreds of thousands of people going to the Florida Air Show. If you were trying to get off onto 17, crossing over the bridge, oh my gosh.
Yes.
Because I was on my way to an open house.
Open house.
So really lots of people doing things other than thinking about houses. And a lot of people also thought, you know, this is the time of year where house purchases, not a lot of people thinking about house.
Right.
But as I've said many times, the people that are looking, they're serious. And we talked about some open houses that were happening.
Yes.
Well, we have a house that's a nice house in Mandarin. And it's been on the market a while, and it hasn't sold. Has a pool, nice house, two-story colonial, and it's vacant. Now, vacant houses just don't look as good as houses that have decent-looking furniture in them.
Correct.
And we've tried to convince the owner to stage the house, and they didn't want to do it.
Right.
And, you know, each week, a couple people look at it, but it just looks bland. It's a nice house. It just looks bland.
Right.
We finally convinced them to stage the house.
Yes.
So we got one of our stagers, Catherine Frazier, does a fantastic job at staging.
Yes, she's amazing.
So it's very inexpensive to stage. Anyway, she staged the house last week, the week before, as I should say, and took new pictures, posted them on the internet.
Yep.
And did two open houses last weekend.
Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday. Now, normally, anywhere from 2 to 5 people show up for an open house.
And that's a good turnout.
And that's decent turnout.
Yeah.
We didn't have 2 people show up. We didn't have 5 people show up. There were 20 different families
yep.
show up for these open houses on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah. Like 8 and, families one day and 12 families the other day.
And why? It's because all the new pictures that had shown up on the internet
and staging.
Some of the people that came were ones that had seen it before and didn't recognize it as the same house.
Correct.
We give great advice about having your house look the best.
Correct.
So if you're thinking about selling the house, a house, and it is vacant, when we give you advice to spend a little bit of money to stage your house, to spend a little bit of money to stage your house, there's a reason for it. Houses sell faster. They sell for more money because the house looks like it's a home. You see how you can visualize what it's like to be there.
Yes.
To have furniture in it. And the house, by the way, you don't stage every room. You put some things around the bedroom, in the rooms that you sit in, the family room, the living room. You put some things in the bathroom and in the kitchen to give it some color, to make it feel like a home. 20 people, 20 different families.
Well, part of the reason that I love staging, I have 3. One is that it always makes the house sell. The other one is that when a house is vacant of furniture, then people are only able to see what remains, right? So any imperfections, because now they're going to notice them. So you don't really want that. And the other thing that I love about staging, and I say this about my gender, is my gender has difficulty knowing about spatial capacity. It's just not really one of our strengths. And so when we walk in a room, we can't tell. Like, will my dining room table fit in here? Does the sofa fit in here? But when you actually stage a home, then you can go, oh, okay, that's a full-size sofa with 3 cushions. I have one of those. It's going to fit, you know? And so it's fantastic. Staging is fantastic because it helps people to see the possibilities.
Yeah, it works. It just works. I mean, it attracted 20 people on Florida, Georgia, and the Jack's Air Show weekend.
Yeah,
oh,
which
my
I would
gosh.
Have said nobody was coming out those weekends.
You did say, why are we doing an open house this weekend for that house?
I'll tell you, though, the open house that I went to, I was there 4 hours. I didn't have that many people,
but
I was
there. Long,
they stayed a
they
long
were
time.
Serious buyers. That's
yeah.
right.
Yep.
So how were the sales last week, Angela?
Good thing you asked, Howard. Well, according to the multiple listing service, this past week for homes and condominiums, 635 offers got accepted. Now, that's about the same as it was last week. 704 new homes came on the market, and that was just tweaked up a little bit, about 3%. And then 117 of the 704 houses, well, gosh, they're already under contract. And 41 of those went under contract on the very first day. Now, 585 of you actually closed on a home for yourself, and we say...
Congratulations.
Yes, and that number is up a lot.
Well, of course, it's the end of the month, so because it's the end of the month, lots of houses get closed.
Correct.
How about interest rates? What did they do?
Well, this week, the 30-year rate fell 0.03 of a point to 4.83%, and of course, this time last year, it was 3.94%. The 15-year rate, it actually rose 0.06 of a point to 4.23%. So this time last year, it was only 3.27. And the VA and the FHA rates, they rose 0.13 of a point to 4.55%. So everything's getting up in the high fours there, Howard.
Yep.
And so even if you're interested in the 5-year adjustable rate mortgage, it's still a great deal if you only plan on being in your house 5 years or less. It fell 0.10 of a point to 4.04%.
So interest rates have come up, but they're still great rates.
They're kind of bouncing right there in the high fours.
Yeah. Now these rates, by the way, are the average of the 25 biggest lenders in the country,
right,
that have for the previous weekend that was taken on Wednesday. And of course, your rates could be higher or lower. And
we always recommend that you get in touch with Christine Kennedy, and she'll tell you what the rates are for you and your particular situation.
That's right.
Yes. And she can be found at applywithchristine.com.
That's right. All right. You know what?
You're going to talk about something fun.
Well, we don't have to talk. Time to go into the high and lows of the previous month. We're going to do that after we get back from the break.
So what do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about predictions for the next year. It's interesting that the Mortgage Bankers Association and the National Association of Realtors and Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae made a prediction this week for what's going to happen next year. And if you take all of their predictions and average them out, well, let me tell you what each of them did separately. They predicted how many sales there are going to be next year. Because if you put, that's kind of a prediction of what the market's going to do.
Right.
So Mortgage Bankers Association said sales are going to go up 3.5%. Fannie Mae predicted just under a point. Freddie Mac, they predicted 1.8%, and National Association of Realtors predicted up 3.2%. You average them all out, a little over 2%, 2.35%. That's the number of sales that they predict are going to be in effect for 2019. So, you hear stuff about, the bubble, there's a new bubble, and it's going to break.
Nah, not here.
Nobody.
Not here.
None of the big dealers, Mortgage Bankers, National Association of Realtors, Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, are predicting that at all.
Not at all.
And, if the sales are going to go up, the number of sales means prices are going to go up as well. So if you're on the fence, get off the fence. What are you waiting for? This is a great time to buy.
Especially because interest rates are going to go up.
Interest rates are going to go up.
Yeah. You could, if you don't act quickly, you might not be able to afford the same house this time next year, because the rate's going up and price is going up. So get off the fence. Let's go.
Let's go.
Give us a call. I'd love to go show houses to buyers.
You would?
That's my favorite thing to do.
You do. It is your favorite thing to do.
I love driving around. Finding the right house for the right family. That matters to me, not just selling them a house. I like the right house.
When we come back after the break, I'm going to tell you about the highs and low sales for the previous month. And boy, there are some strange things that happened this past month, as there always are. There's always some things that surprise me. So stay with us, everyone. And we're going to answer your questions. You can call us at 222-8255, and we'll be right back.
Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. Crisscrossing the country, President Trump in the final stretch of a 44-city blitz supporting Republicans running in the midterm elections. Last night in Indianapolis, he was endorsing Republican Senate candidate Mike Braun, running a close race against Democratic Senator Joe Donnelly. Today, the president is in Belgrade, Montana, also Pensacola, Florida, this evening. On Sunday, tomorrow, Macon, Georgia, and Chattanooga, Tennessee. Those buses will not be coming after all for the thousands of Central American migrants that are traveling in a caravan through southern Mexico headed for the country's capital. The governor of Veracruz State pulled the offer of dozens of buses, citing a water shortage in Mexico City. Those buses would have helped the migrants make it to Mexico City by today. Technically 2 o'clock Sunday morning. It is time to fall back. So remember, set your clocks back. Probably easier to do it just before you go to bed tonight. More at SRNnews.com.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. You may have heard about diamonds certified by EGL, GIA, AGS, IGI, and wondered what that meant. It's confusing because those letters represent various diamond grading laboratories. However, it's important to point out that labs don't certify anything. What they do is issue diamond grading reports. Any certifying going on is done by the retailer. That's why at Underwoods, we have and maintain an accredited gem laboratory of the American Gem Society, so we can check these reports to see if the diamond report matches the American Gem Society diamond grading standard that we've been using for over 50 years. As a certified gemologist, I've seen thousands of different laboratory reports from labs like IGI and EGL, and sometimes they'll miss the grade by as many as 5 grades. So we only use the accurate, credible labs of AGS, GIA, and Forevermark. But Underwoods is who's doing the certifying.
Attention all men. Have Viagra and Cialis let you down? Think your best days are behind you? Think again. If you suffer from any type of ED, regardless of your age or medical history, the doctors at Alpha Medical Group can help you now. There is no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Just the newest available proven treatment from Europe using acoustic energy waves. Our FDA-cleared medical device regenerates blood vessels and erectile tissue with short in-office sessions. And it's all done with virtually no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Call now for full information. Call 904-763-1400. That's 904-763-1400. 100% natural, non-invasive way to fix erectile dysfunction. Call 904-763-1400 today and get your life back with Alpha Medical Group. Call 904-763-1400 or visit our website at alphamedicalgroup.com.
If Obama said the word nationalist and explained it, they wouldn't have any problem with it. But it's Trump. Trump represents an existential threat to mushy-headed liberalism. They know it. They have to take away the rhetorical devices and weapons and issues that Trump has successfully used against the left to expose the left. They have to remove those topics from his discussion.
Laura Ingraham, 9 to 11 a.m. on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB. The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Been some good driving on the roads this morning. Watch out for the construction, though. A lot of it going on around town. Nice weather, too. Sunny today. High 68. Looking for mostly clear skies down to 54 tonight. Sunday, partly sunny with a little bit of rain. 30% chance of that in the afternoon. High 79. And a 50% chance of rain. Cloudy skies Sunday night down to 67. 54 AM 600.
Let's return to Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for staying tuned with us during our station break. I am so excited to be here with you today, Howard.
You are?
Yeah, you're just a great storyteller, and you're telling all kinds of stories. And it was occurred to me, though, during the break that nobody's called in. And it occurred to me that we didn't give the number.
Okay, give the
number.
I like
to give the number.
Give the number.
The way I do it.
Do it.
222-TALK to me, you have to call 222-TALK, which is area code 904-222-8255.
Okay, We want to get at least two people calling in today.
Yes. Call in. Say hey. Say something.
So you like to hear my stories, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Once upon a time. No.
I don't think that's the kind of story.
That's not the story.
No, 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 no.
You know, one of the fun features here on Real Estate Radio that we do once a month are the high and low sales. And there always are a few surprises. You know what? You know what's happening? The phone is ringing.
Yeah.
We don't hear it ringing, but people don't know that there's a strobe light in the studio. And Alan is answering the phone. So we're going to wait just a second before we do the high and low sales. So, Alan, we've got Jeff on the line. Good morning, Jeff.
Hello. How are you two doing today?
Terrific.
Thanks
you for calling.
Oh.
No problem. I just had a question. My wife's in real estate, and we have, you know, there's a lot of homes or new construction that sell out very quickly surrounding a home that she's trying to sell that's not new, and the prices are upwards of $100,000 more, but I just don't get the, I'm not sure what goes on with that. Like, people just, they just buy new homes, like, you know, as soon as they come out, and they don't even give a chance to some of the older ones that are bigger property, but maybe 10 years old.
So that's what I was going to ask you. What's the age difference?
10 years.
Probably 10 years, yeah. So that house was probably built before the bubble. So here's what generally happens, not always, but generally, is that those homes that were built before the bubble, they actually were constructed with better features, okay, like granite countertops or whatever. Like, we have a house right now in Eagle Landing, and it was built in 2006 or 5. It's gorgeous. It's solid. It has so many beautiful, beautiful accents and features. But when the bubble happened, those custom builders got out of the neighborhood, and in came all the track builders. And the level of detail is not there. So that's what we try to sell on those older homes, is how solid it is and, you know, all the extra features that you get. And the construction just isn't built like that today. And if you had to rebuild that particular house today with the same builder, it would cost you a lot more money. So, you know, those are the kind of things we try to point out. And as far as people wanting to get the new houses, they just do. I think they just think that new is better. You know, some of the design ideas are a little newer, like the California countertops instead of the regular bar height countertops, things like that.
Yeah, I see that.
But, and then you also have a longer warranty, right? Because, you know, it's newer, so the roof is new, everything is new. But I still think that the homes that were built in 2005, 2006, before the bust, that they were better constructed. So that's...
Yeah, it's a cinder block home, so it's very well, you know, definitely solid.
Yes.
It's just not, you know, you get a lot of action, but their buyers just seem to drift away, and they whatever buy some maybe end up buying somewhere else. And it's not a bad neighborhood at all. Just kind of confused about it.
Yeah,
you know, just one block away, everything is new, and it sells. You know, it sells immediately. And one block over, you can't sell a you know, an old home.
Well, we, you know, without seeing the particulars of that particular home, we really can't comment. But we've had that situation many, many times, and a lot of times it's all about marketing and getting that house to look its best.
Yes.
And price it right, and then it sells.
Yeah.
You know, it's about staging it, making it look its best, price it right, having the colors inside look the best. But again, we can't comment because we haven't seen that particular home.
The other thing, if when you're competing with new construction, is you can talk about all the things that are already done that's not done in new construction. So, you know, the blinds that have been put into the house, all the upgrades that the previous owners have done, that when you buy a new home, you still have to do those things, you know, get your curtains or whatever. I'll talk about all that.
The other thing that can be done is to have the home pre-inspected and then advertise that it's pre-inspected and provide a warranty just like a new home has.
Yes. And so your wife probably knows Wally Conway and Home Pro, and they're really great about that, about hooking you up with a pre-inspection and then a warranty that is longer than most people's warranty, 18 months instead of 12. And there's a roof warranty as well. So that's a okay. good marketing situation as well. Does that help?
Well, thank you for your advice.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
I'll pass it on.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I'm glad Jeff called in today.
Yeah. All right, let's
and
talk
anybody
about...
anybody else can call in today, too.
Yeah, let's talk about the highs and lows. Some okay. interesting stuff. Million-dollar properties. You think, you know, this time of year, were there many million-dollar properties? There were 23 million-dollar properties.
See, that surprises me.
Okay. And four of them were on the ocean, three of them were on the river, and another four of them were on navigable water. Nine of them, the owners paid cash. The buyers paid cash. Now, the biggest one was a big one in terms of price. One of the largest that we've had in a long time. $6,050,000.
Wow.
Yes, it was 9,300 square feet, five bedrooms, seven full baths, and two half baths.
Maybe it's the lottery winner.
I don't know. It was on the ocean, 158 days on the market, had a six-car garage, actually two three-car garages. One of them was air-conditioned. How about that?
Well,
really
you have to do that
fancy
when you have
garage.
Collectibles.
Yeah. Had a game room, had a pool, had a spa. Now, you know, in fancy closets, sometimes you have two levels of hanging your clothes.
Mm-hmm.
This one had three levels.
Wow. Gonna
yeah,
need a ladder for that.
I guess so. It was on Ponte Vedra Beach right near Mickler. They did pay cash. It was built in 1996, and the last person that bought it for $3.1 million, and now they doubled the price to $6 million. It was
wow.
a really nice house. You know, some of the ones that are on the beach that cost a lot of money are very ornate.
Yes.
This one was not ornate, but it was very, very nice and big. It just was a really, really nice house. Now, the lowest price one had a really interesting story. The lowest price one sold for $9,600, and it was a flip that was sold earlier in the year. This was a very popular house, and you may think, what?
Yeah.
How's it that? Was popular because it made the lowest price back in March.
Oh.
Back in March, it sold for $8,500. It was the lowest price of the month then at $8,500. The person flipped it this past month for $9,600. It was a two-bedroom, one-bath for 741 square feet, built in 1912. How about that?
That's amazing.
And it had a skylight. That's right, because in the living room, you could just look right up and see the sky. The roof was
gone. I
think gone.
You talked about this before.
That's right. The roof
yes.
was gone. As I said, it was the low.
The hole in price. The ceiling skylight.
For condominiums, there was only one that sold for over $1 million. It was $1.2 million. And here's the interesting part of this one.
What?
Not oceanfront. It was across the street from the ocean in a condominium called Oceanside 932.
Well, you could still see the ocean.
You can see the ocean. It was a block away. Four bedroom, four bath, 3,300 square feet, 52 days on market, cash. Gorgeous condo. Gorgeous. But it was not oceanfront. This was one that sold back when it was originally sold. It sold for $2.1 million back in 07, then went way, way down, sold for $534,000. And then came up and up and up a few times. It sold, exchanged hands five times, now at $1.2 million. The lowest price condo, really, really interesting. Four of them sold this month for between $38,000 and $42,000. All had the same address, all in the same complex. They all sold for cash, and all of them move-in ready.
That's amazing.
Right off of Atlantic. How about that?
Yeah.
Really interesting things this month.
Yeah, absolutely.
So lots of million-dollar properties. And you think the market's going down? I don't think so.
I don't either.
Hey, stay with us. When we come back, we're going to have a scam of the month, of the week. We haven't done it in quite some time. We'll be right back, so stay with us, everybody. Howard here. When it's time to buy your home, you need to get pre-qualified. We recommend Christine Kennedy of Watson Mortgage Corp. She can get you pre-qualified in less than 5 minutes. Call Christine at 514-6969. That's 514-6969. Or apply on our website, www.applywithchristine.com. That's Christine with a K. She'll get you through all the way to closing with great service.
NMLS ID 140780. Florida Mortgage Lender License MLD 716 and Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services. Want to sell your home in less time, for more money, and without making repairs after the sale? Have your home inspected by Home Pro Inspections before it goes on the market. Since 1994, Home Pro has inspected over 35,000 local homes. Buyers trust Home Pro Inspections.
With an 18-month home warranty and a 5-year roof protection plan, your home will be the one buyers want to buy. Call Home Pro Inspections at 268-8211 or visit gohomepro.com. It's not the fire in the fireplace that damages your chimney. It's the moisture. That's why the Chimney Safety Institute of America recommends an annual cleaning and inspection of your fireplace, regardless of how often you use it. The technicians at Chimney Champions clean the chimney, then use the ChemScan video system to do a complete inspection of your chimney to ensure your home is safe. You can trust Chimney Champions to clean and inspect your chimney. Howard and I do. Call 268-7200 or visit ChimneyChampions.com.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for staying tuned during our break. We sure do appreciate it.
On this really pretty day.
It is a beautiful day.
You know what we haven't done in a long time?
Ooh. Bad boys, we haven't.
It's been
right.
A couple of months since we've done a scam. So I want to tell everybody about it. It's about Betsy Borges. Now, Betsy, she was supposed to be a good person. She's a former New Jersey detective.
Ah.
Now, she had a rental property with a mortgage. Now, she claimed that she could no longer pay the mortgage. Now, here's what she did, though. She hid the fact that a tenant was paying the rent the whole time. Now, the rental income was actually more than the mortgage payment. Obviously, she could pay the mortgage. Now, she wasn't paying. Now, the property was sold via a short sale at a big loss. Now, the buyer turned out to be a relative of Betsy's.
Uh-oh.
Now, that's a no-no.
You can't do that.
In fact, the paperwork says,
yeah,
are you a relative? And they would not approve it if they knew. Now, not only that, Betsy actually gave the buyer the money to buy the property.
Ooh.
And then the buyer immediately sold the property right back to Betsy for $1.
Oh, man.
The mortgage company lost a total of $200,000.
Wow.
She really scammed the mortgage company. Obviously, the mortgage company found out and took her to court. And we got one thing to say to Betsy. Angela, what do you have to say about that?
Well, you know, Howard, the lesson here is to not cheat your mortgage lender. You will get caught. Besides, why would you want to be a New Jersey detective going to jail?
Yeah.
Hello. That would be the bad place to be.
Yeah. So, Betsy, she's going to jail.
And, yeah.
You know, felons, they don't like cops in jail.
Nope.
No. Hey, you know what it's time for?
What? Oh, yeah.
That's right. Hot, hot, hot. And we got some hot deals. We got lots of open houses. We're going to sell some houses this weekend.
Today, tomorrow. Yes.
I'm going to take the lead here. You know why?
Go ahead.
Because I'm going to talk about my open house.
You do that.
That I'm going to do tomorrow. And it's in Eagle Landing. This is truly an executive home. This is on Castle Palm Court, 4412. Castle Palm Court. It's a 3,100 square foot home, 4-bedroom, 4-bath with a lanai, a screen pool, and a spa, and an outdoor kitchen. And the pool has a fountain and a cascading waterfall. This is a house that has a really, really private backyard that overlooks what I call a rear oasis with a private nature walkway with gorgeous perennials and easy to care for gardens. You actually have your own walkway through the gardens overlooking a fairway. I mean, this is just an absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous piece of property. And the house is gorgeous as well. The kitchen has a built-in refrigerator, convection open, one of these stovepipe venting systems over the cooktop.
Chef's kitchen, yes.
Virtually the entire house has the plantation shutters,
yep,
but not the newer ones that are made of composite. These are really wood shutters.
Yes.
Beautiful tile floors, loads of built-ins. There are nooks in the office, cathedral ceilings, built-in speakers, fancy moldings, inlaid glass doors, special granite that you've just got to see. It's blue granite. And not only is it in the countertops in the kitchen, it's in the fireplace as well. The house, the pool, the yard, it's just absolutely stunning. That's what everybody says when they see it.
It is stunning.
It's $500,000. I'm going to be there tomorrow from noon to 2. Come and see me. See this house. Your jaw is going to drop when you see this property. It is absolutely amazing.
I have to tell you, I contemplated buying it myself because it is absolutely amazing.
All right. You going to talk about Warwickshire?
Yes. Okay. So 9021 Warwickshire, that's in Briarwood off of Bay Meadows Road. That is 2,285 square feet, 2-story. It's a 4-bedroom, 3-bath, has a Florida room. It has a pool. It's almost a quarter acre lot. So even beyond the pool, there's room to play. It has gorgeous floors and cabinets throughout, a full length porch. The dining room has built-ins. You could use that space as an office if you wanted. Big eating kitchen. Bedrooms all have hardwood floors, an oversized 2-car garage. It has been reduced to $285,000. Now, this home is going to be open today and tomorrow from 1 to 4. So if you can't get there today, go tomorrow. But you're going to want to see this house. It's
amazing.
This
is the one that we were talking about that was staged. That had 20 different families.
Yes,
so
last weekend.
So it looks beautiful.
It is beautiful.
If you want to go to Mayport, there is a
Newly remodeled house built in 1985, but totally redone top to bottom. And I mean floors, ceiling, cabinets, toilets, showers, appliances. Just under 1,500 square feet, three bedroom, two bath. The master bedroom is 23 by 15. Has a fenced rear, has a patio, has a garage. They just reduced it this week to $219,100. It's open today from noon to 2. It's on Cypress Landing subdivision on Cypress Cove, 2213 Cypress Cove near Mayport.
Yes, you could ride your bike to the beach. I mean, come on, this is a great house.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to talk about... where I'm going to be tomorrow.
Where are you going to be tomorrow?
I'm going to be at 7518 Glen Allen, known as the White House in McClenny. It's an old nursery plantation off County Road 125, and everybody who lives in McClenny knows this house. Everybody wants to be in it. It's a gorgeous, like a three-story house.
Two-story plus a bonus room.
Two-story plus a bonus on the third story.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a big house. And it has both a front and a rear second story screen porch. Now, it's being sold with 2.5 acres, but there's another 2.5 acres next to it that you could also buy that's owned by this owner. And the price right now is $450,000. Of course, if you get the extra 2.5 acres, then, you know, you're looking at another $60,000. There's horse paddocks in place. On the first 2.5 acres, it's one horse paddock. On the second 2.5 acres, there's two more horse paddocks, plus a 30 by 60 equipment shed. There's a pool with a two-story screen enclosure.
A huge pool.
It's super cool. Super cool. Very, very big. This is a house that you want to entertain in. There's lots of special features. There's new flooring. There's triple crown molding, 10-foot ceilings. It's 3,735 square feet, a four-bedroom, 3.5 baths. I'm going to be there tomorrow from 2 to 4.
Yeah.
And I know you're not watching the Jaguars because they're not playing. So come and see me tomorrow from 2 to 4.
Yes. Everybody knows about the White House in McClenny.
Yes.
Yes. All right. One more on the west side.
It's open today.
Yes, that is open today. Stony Glen in Eagle Harbor. It's five bedrooms, potentially six, four baths, 3,400 square feet, has a living room, a family room with a fireplace, a lanai, plus a patio. One of the bedrooms is upstairs. The rest of it is one level. This is a Koppenbarger home. It's actually Eagle Harbor. Has white shaker cabinets with granite walk-in pantry, tile and wood floors, arched windows, high ceilings. Beautiful, beautiful curb appeal. It's open today, $385,000. From the front of this house, it doesn't look that big. Everybody that comes in says, oh my gosh, didn't realize it was this big. This is for a huge family because it has potentially six bedrooms. Actually five, but another room has a closet just outside of that room. So, man, we got lots of things to see.
I need to ask you a question.
What's that?
Did you say that the house in Eagle Landing is tomorrow from 2 to 4, where you're going to be?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I thought.
I didn't know if you said it wrong. The Van Wees are standing by to tell you what's been going on in the financial sector, so stay on tap for them. You know, folks, Angela and I love living here in Northeast Florida. You need a professional on your side, whether you're buying or selling the most important financial transaction in your life. Angela and I are here to help you. We want you to have a blessed day. Be sure to turn your clocks back. Have a wonderful weekend.